Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
This is Jeff Ellis, and it is Thursday, January 31st, last day of the month, 2013.
Day four from Radio Row live from the New Orleans Convention Center.
And each day gets better than the day before, and today was no exception.
That's right. Today, Jeffrey Ellis became a Beyonce Knowles fan.
Beyonce,
you know you didn't want to be there, dog.
I'm not
opposed. We'll get into it in the show.
I'm not opposed.
Let's get it started.
I'm not hating.
We'll talk about Beyonce. We're
going to
have great guests.
I'm not hating.
We have.
I'm not even going to use my little girl voice. I'm not hating.
Okay, gosh. I think they understand.
All right.
They're not hating.
Let's chomp it in.
All right, we're going to chomp it in. But before we do, let's tell the people we're going to have a stop with. Who, Jeffrey? Who?
Well, we had which of the numerous celebrities do you
want
me to name?
We're going to have
Christopher Walken.
A piece of technology that I have been clamoring for with the first down laser system. We'll talk to the inventor of that.
Al Pacino.
No, Alan Amron.
And
we'll also talk to Pacino.
I wasn't.
Walken.
Chris Walken,
Tom
the guy
Arnold,
from 30 Rock,
and Tracy Porter,
Tracy Griggs.
No,
Tracy Porter.
Tracy, man, why?
Tracy
got,
Porter,
why,
football
why
player.
Are you trying to get me? Confused?
I'm not trying to get you confabulated. Just chomp
anyway,
it.
Look, man, let's chomp it in.
Wow, that was massive.
There you go,
Buccaneers.
Working them shoes.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
B-U-C-C-A-N-E-E-R-S. Go Bucks!
There you go, lovely Buccaneers.
Represented from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers organization.
She just walks by.
Sporting these 16-inch stiletto heels.
We definitely got the best. I mean, we're right in front of the Louisiana seafood place. Today was crawfish day, live crawfish, creeping me out, creepy crawlies, walking all over the table.
I sucked head.
Jeff sucked some head. He pinched some tail.
And you know what?
Jeff was all, get your mind out of the gutter, people. He's talking about eating crawfish.
Randall, we need to give love to Randall,
from
NFL in New York.
There you go, PR.
And the crawfish, I was confident that it was going to be a combination of crab and shrimp as far as the skills go with eating and shelling and shucking.
Now,
you know?
I just want all the people to know, Steven Miranda tried the crawfish.
Yes, you did. You were a big boy.
I was a big boy.
Put on your big boy pants.
And I can tell you that's all I want to do.
He tried it.
I tried to.
That's all anyone asks of anybody is to try it.
Is it Kathy or Katie, Jeff?
I think it's Kathy.
Kathy. We had our friend Kathy. She brought over the crawfish.
She brought me a whole bunch.
She cracked it open for me. She gave me the piece, and I ate it. I literally ate it, Jeffrey.
We have witnesses.
I'm not lying to you.
That he's not a baby, and he actually tried it.
Everyone out there listening, right? I literally ate it. It's not, you know, it was not a joke. I did put two pieces of crawfish in my mouth.
I had several bowls.
You know what?
I was good.
You know what I really, really enjoyed? The potatoes. So if you could just give me a bowl with the potatoes. Then I would just – those were really good,
You can
good
take
too.
The boy out of the Midwest, but you can't take the Midwest out of the boy.
I am a steak and potatoes man. Give me some steak and potatoes, and I am good to go. But I wanted to just say thank you for, you know
– posting pictures on Facebook. Pictures, cool.
Cracking it open and giving me the stuff. That was good stuff. Jeff, you had –
a really great day.
You had oyster.
I had oyster. Well, the whole table had oyster.
And then you spit it all over my keyboard.
The whole table had oyster.
Was it an ugly oyster? Why did you spit it out?
It was similar to the shrimp cocktail sauce that we had last year in Indianapolis.
The Cajun –
It had a
paprika?
No. The really over-the-top spice. Cayenne pepper. So cayenne pepper, wasabi, and a couple
and
other
so
peppers
you just
in there.
Try to suck it all out of the half shell.
He did not de-shell very well. Which, when you go in there with your oyster knife, and you loosen it from the shell, you don't want to leave a piece of the membrane still attached because when you go to suck on it, you have to suck too
don't
hard.
Don't be insane on the membrane. Make sure you cut it out.
That was well said.
Thank
you should
you
be representing
much.
The Louisiana Seafood Company.
Trying.
And so. As a result, I had put too much of the sauce on. I had no idea how spicy it was. And in one fell swoop, the oyster comes shooting like a bat out of hell into my mouth, along with all the sauce. The sauce hits the back of the throat, gives a little gag reflex, and I spit all over the table and all over our gear, all over Mr. Miranda.
All over.
And
me
I apologize.
And my gear, mostly.
This beautiful red cocktail sauce. Yes. And yes. I'm surprised
moon.
It didn't burn a hole in the table.
Warm moon.
It has been a
right
great
there.
Day. I was mean to Troy Aikman today.
Yeah, how could you do that, man? That's MVP, dude. Super Bowl MVP, three-time Super Bowl champion.
He let me know it.
Did, yeah.
All
did.
With one look. All with one
I
look.
I love Troy. That's my guy right there. The only thing that would have been better is if Troy had punched you. That would have been cool.
I might. I will say that I'm a small enough man that I would actually like being hit by Troy Aikman.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
a small enough man that I would like to tell the tale.
Yeah, Troy Aikman.
Yeah, you see this scar right here? Troy Aikman did
so
that. He punched
story.
Me.
Let's tell the people why Troy Aikman looked at you like.
Helping my colleagues from Sky.
Yes.
We were getting, believe it or not, the Brit seemed to be a little Vic the Brit crazy.
Apparently.
They're used him
awesome.
For so many intros. Oh, no, Vic is, he's gold.
Yes.
First of all, he's got a heart of gold. That's what people need to know. All of his goofiness, and he's got a brain that is physically an encyclopedia.
Yes, yes.
So then Vic was finishing a retake for them on Sky saying 1.2 billion chicken wings are going to be consumed on Super Bowl Sunday.
That is a lot of chicken wings.
So we just got the shot set up in
Wait
front
a minute,
of this beautiful
out.
Float.
1.2 billion
chicken wings. Now, they exaggerate a little because they made us say that there was 5,000 accredited media. We said it.
Yeah.
But I think it's more like 4,600, 4,700.
Okay.
It's nearly 5,000.
I round up.
Yeah, that's fine and everything, but maybe it's not 1.2 billion chicken wings that are consumed.
Okay, it's 1.167
officer,
million.
Officer, see, you're giving me the BS look. That's the BS
on
look from the Louisiana
Sunday, that's
State
the
Trooper.
Number. That's the number on Super Bowl Sunday, 1.2 billion chicken wings.
Louisiana State Trooper just shook his head and said, no, I don't believe that.
That would fill this room. 1.2 billion chicken
I know
wings.
My son could knock out half of those, but I don't know about the rest of the country if they could really carry their weight.
You know, you weren't cool enough to go with me and your son and his
not.
Friends to eat the 200
you know
chicken
why?
Wings. Why?
Well, there's two reasons. One, I was working.
Yeah.
And two, I'm father. So even if I wasn't working, I shouldn't have been there.
I see.
Because it was the fun people.
I see. I'm glad I was able to partake with the
now,
fun people.
Your children are lucky enough that you are fun dad.
Yes.
My kids believe I'm fun dad, but they know you're more fun than I am. So that knocks me down a peg. They don't know what average dad is.
I see. Yeah, that's
They really have
right.
no concept of an appropriate baseline.
Yes, yes.
So they just know me and Uncle Steven, and well, Uncle Steven's way more fun than my dad, so...
So invite
we
Uncle
want Uncle Steven there because it's a fun.
We had a great experience, man. Kyle, what? Don't fall.
Kyle, don't do it. Think of the children. Don't jump.
Don't
jump. Think of the children.
Save the crawfish.
Think of the 100,000 page hits you had at LouisianaSeafood.com yesterday.
That's right. Our friends from Louisiana Seafood continuing.
They had 100,000 like likes and hits and stuff.
Well, because the food, man. The people. There was a line today. Usually
First
you and I,
there
we
was
just
a line.
Walk up and they
we
give
get whatever
us a
we want. Exactly.
There was a line that stretched almost the entire length of the floor of the convention center
People
here.
People just to go up and
Radio
get gumbo,
Row.
Which we've been eating for days.
And the gumbo was good.
Yes.
I even had a bite.
Jambalaya.
One bite.
Gumbo, crawfish, oysters on the half shell. It
you know
was
what,
amazing.
Jeffrey, we're going to have some great guests, but before we get there, why don't we get this out of the way and get our very nice ladies.
We need some B-roll.
New Orleans Image B-roll. And B-roll. There they are.
New Orleans Image and B-roll girls.
And we need a picture. Woo! We need a picture of our ladies over here at New Orleans Image and B-roll. They have been fantastic for us.
All right, take a picture right now.
Yes.
Take a picture right now.
Smile. There they are.
Bang. All right.
Nice. Nice. So now we'll throw them up on the page, and you guys will see.
And besides Beyonce, you'll see the B-roll girls.
So here's the deal. I'm gonna throw Jeff under a bus because you know it's fun when that happens.
Ah.
It's not fun for Jeff, but it's fun for the rest of the world and everyone else listening. Jeff had no desire to go and see Beyonce and go to the
press
conference.
I'm just a little worried because we had. I got to look at his name. Sean Salisbury. I had to go look at the autograph.
Yeah.
We had Sean Salisbury, and now talking about his male issues, and Right. Now you say Jeff has a lack of desire. I'm just contextualizing this.
All right. You had no interest.
All right. I'll settle on that phraseology.
In going to the press conference.
How about little
Beyonce? No.
Why don't we say little interest? Because if it had been a press conference of 100 people allowed to attend,
yeah,
I would have been all over that. I would have been one of the 100 any day of the week.
Yes.
A press conference where there will be thousands.
Yes.
I am not interested in, because those tend to be circuses.
You weren't interested because of that. You were not interested
it was the crowd.
In the person who was going to be there.
No,
ever since she was announced that she was going to be the halftime show, don't go there.
You're right. Because.
Yes.
And I just need to be clear about this. Her songs that they play on the radio frequently annoy me to death.
Okay.
That's all.
There you go.
That is the only reason,
but
Steven.
But there was no interest.
That means about the halftime is that my life experience has taught me that when you go to a rock concert, if you go see Sting play and he doesn't play Every Breath You Take, somebody's going to demand their money back.
Right.
So when you – and if Sting's going to be at the Super Bowl, that's going to be in a set list somewhere, because that's the most popular song of all time.
I hope that if he ever plays a Super Bowl, he doesn't
play. That song is so boring.
Don't play it at a Super Bowl.
That's my point. And so I'm a ding-a-ling. Every time I get my hair cut, I hear that song, and I'm like, I hate that.
Anyways, so I go over –
she's amazing
– to the auditorium, the press conference room where they have Beyonce, and – They're doing this final sound check before she comes out, and I take a picture of the stage. And for where I'm sitting, I'm not going to get a picture. I'm not going to get a shot.
Well, you shot a video of her singing the national anthem,
but
that was pretty crazy.
Can you see her in the video?
No, I guess not. No. I haven't really thought. I was
looking
at the flag.
So I'm looking at this picture that I've taken of the person who's doing kind of like the final mic check, and I'm like saying, I can't even see his face. I am not going to get a picture of Beyonce. So I text
Jeff. What if you zoomed in?
Even if I zoomed, that was zoomed in, actually. And I text Jeff, and I was like, dude, you got to come get a picture for me, because I'm not going to get a picture from where I'm sitting. And Jeff's like, man, I'm in the bathroom. And I'm like, get your camera and get your butt in here. And I never even see Jeff walk in. But apparently Jeff got so close, he got some fantastic pictures of Beyonce Knowles. You've got to
She spit on me while she talked.
To the website.
I acknowledge it. She spit on me.
Beyonce, there's some phenomenal pictures on the website. Go check it out.
Facebook right now.
Yeah,
don't say the website. They're not on the website.
Yeah, go to Facebook. Our Facebook page.
All the best reason to get a Facebook like in for our site.
NFL
so that you can
R&R,
see
NFL Rants and Raves on Facebook.
And if you're so inclined, you can leave a caption for one of the pictures where she's expressing herself with her hands.
She is. And I like the one where she said, I love Steven and Jeff.
Yeah, that was kind of nice. And then there were a few chomping it ins, and there was somebody who yelled down the, I'm sick of this chomping in nonsense. That was one of many.
I'm glad you pointed the one out. The one that says.
I want everyone to feel represented and loved. I want to be inclusive. All I don't want to go Chris Cluey on us or anything like that. I want to be inclusive.
But, Jeff, and now Jeff's all like smitten. He was smitten. Even Trisha texted.
Smitten.
Even Trisha says, Jeff's a smitten kitten.
I'm a little smitten. She knows me well enough to know. Right? Our bedrooms were across a very narrow hallway from each other.
Yeah.
And so when I would have a new girlfriend, Trisha would immediately become friends with them, and they would end up becoming really good friends. And Trisha always knew when Big Brother was in love.
Right.
From the earliest age, she knew when Big Brother was – basically, from the time she was born, I was seven, and I liked Sharon Sands. But when I was seven, I remember sitting there and falling in love.
Yeah.
So I've always liked somebody, and Trisha always looks. Oh, you got that look on your face. You're in love again, aren't you?
He is.
I don't know how she thinks that.
But Beyonce was here. Lay it down. She walks in after she gets introduced. She says, "Everybody, please stand up." And
if Beyonce says, "Everybody stand up," guess what?
Everybody stands up.
Standing up.
And then they project a flag of the United States of America behind her, and she proceeds to lay down a 2-minute. 38-second rendition a cappella of the national anthem and brought the press corps down.
She belted it.
I mean, it
I watched your video, Steven. She belted it.
Awesome.
I saw her doing mic management.
Yeah.
Because she knew the engineer could not deal with her range. Could not handle her range.
She was
so when you get to the high parts,
yep.
that thing's down at her waist. She was doing the room from a cappella.
Yeah.
With no help, no earpiece, no accompaniment, and she had the mic at her waist, so she's belting
she
this ballroom.
She laid it down, jeez. Basically came out to all of her haters that said, Beyonce don't sing, and she said, this is me singing the national anthem.
Choke
Take
on
that.
That.
Take that. That's what she said.
Yeah.
And that's how she laid it down. And then she finished, she's like, questions?
Any questions?
That's like, how you start a press conference.
No.
That's how you start a press conference.
And she's sporting this spectacular
little
God. Brown tan
you know what?
Beige
I can't
gown
say anything because my wife's
that is form-fitting.
My wife's listening to
And
the
she's
show.
Wearing beautiful heels.
Yeah.
And she's got a spectacular podium. And I hope I did justice on our Facebook page with how elegant she was.
She was pretty awesome. Jerry
Trey
Rice
elegant.
Is in the house right now drawing the crowd. All the people all around. You
I
know,
got Jerry yesterday.
Entourage. You know, he's got entourage running with him and stuff.
All we need to know is that Jerry's here, and therefore, the best wide receiver of all time is in this
in
room.
The house.
Is in this room.
And no, Randy Moss
and we're looking
not in
at
here.
Him, and Randy Moss ain't here. Deal with that, Randy.
Yeah,
the greatest wide
go.
Receiver of all time is right
Jerry
there.
Jerry Rice, that's right, is in the house.
No, not you.
She's pretty good, though. I heard she got some hands.
Will you lay out for it? You'll lay out neat carpet?
Oh, man. See, she will do it. She will do it.
We need a football, man. Oh, look at that.
We do need a football. Oh, she's got him in
Look at it. She's going to throw. I want to throw it. Chuck it.
The football?
Chuck
it.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it's a cookie.
She did not throw like a girl at all.
That's a good cookie.
She did not throw like a girl at all.
Ooh,
I want to throw it back. I want to see her hands. I wanted to air it out and see your hands.
No, that's my cookie, man.
Let's see your hands. Here we go. I don't care about your cookie. Oh, I'm alligator armed. Alligator armed.
I'm going to blame that on the pass. Don't worry about it. That was
the
a pass. Weak
pass. I have lights in my eyes, and she alligator armed it. That's
all
not
right.
me.
So, Jeffrey, it's getting down to the nitty-gritty.
Nitty-gritty.
We normally record our prediction show on Thursday.
It's Thursday. Oh, my God.
It's time for chomping it in.
Okay, now I'm really scared.
You nervous?
I started nervous, and I decided I'm not nervous.
I'm
scared.
Just let you know, right now we're going to bring in the creator.
Don't make me pick right now. Give me a second.
We're going to, that's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
We're
going to
bring in the creator of the First Down Laser System, something that I've been asking for years. We're going to talk with him.
Why can't we know where a first down is?
After we're done talking to him and possibly another
guest,
then you might – it might be time to chomp it in. So let's bring right now a creator, the inventor of many things, Jeffrey.
Seriously.
Alan Armand.
Stevie, tell me what we got going on right now.
Right now, Alan Armand, the founding partner at Thought Development, Inc., has joined us.
No
Alan,
relationship
how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Enron, because this is Armand, A-R-M-O-N.
No, it's A-M-R-O-N, Amron.
Well, I'm a moron, M-O-R-N-O-N.
He is Alan Amron, like I am Ron.
Right.
Amron. Wow.
That's correct.
Clever. But he's never even thought of that.
No one.
All right,
no
Alan.
One. He's never heard that.
Now, our wives made us promise this year we wouldn't put up with people that weren't super significant.
That's
like,
right.
Like, I wrote a book about my year as the Jets water boy where they won 8 games, and I'm really excited about it, and I self-published it, and you can get it on Amazon. We won't do those interviews.
Not this time
the
around.
The BS interviews
good,
will
good.
Not fly
yeah,
here. And so I was a little colder to you than I should have, and then
yes.
I told my partner about you, and his head spun around 3 times, and he went, what?
Alan, hold on 1 second. And here's what he did. He actually gave you my card. So I got the email saying, did you talk to someone about
we got to have this guy on.
First Down Laser? And he was – Jeff was like, I might have talked to someone.
And I think I tossed his stuff. No, yeah. I did.
And I was like, dude, I've only been ranting and raving for the last 2 years how this – chain gang is antiquated. This technology is old. The league has to find a way to get better with the first down marker. And here you are. Tell us about your stuff, Alan.
Okay, well, what I did was I liked the yellow line on TV just like everybody else did, and I watched it and loved it. I went to a game, and everybody around my section was like looking for the yellow line. And I said, where is
that's
it?
Just
and
on said, television.
Well, now we didn't know that. And then all of a sudden we said, you know what a great idea would be if I could get a projector, a projecting the line across the field on the field. So I started working on it right then
now,
and there.
Now, was this for the fan experience, Alan, or was that it? Was it beginning, middle, and end, the fans that you had in mind?
No, basically I'm a creative guy and an inventor. So what I did was.
Everyone thinks they're an inventor. So what?
Alan invented the Post-it.
Yeah.
I'm shutting up now. Yeah,
shut up. Listen to what he has to say.
I've invented successful inventions. And what makes an inventor, you're right, everybody thinks they're an inventor.
Take mayonnaise, give it to tuna, make tuna fish. This stuff just comes to me. I'm an idea man, Chuck. That's in the movie. Tom Hanks and Henry Winkler.
So you didn't make that up.
No, that's a lie.
So he just stole it.
He stole it, right.
Give us
like,
your real
idea. I'm an idea man, Chuck. Besides just come to me.
Alan, besides the Post-it, what else have you worked on?
I invented the original battery-operated water guns, the Uzis, the M16s.
As a former teenage boy, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Me too. I liked it also. That was my most successful invention. The battery-operated water gun.
That is pretty awesome. Yeah. Well, we've all,
did somebody
I'm sure,
tell you that water and electricity are a bad combination?
You want to know something? When I first invented it, they said you can't mix water and batteries.
Right.
And what I did was I just put it in a hermetically sealed compartment, and it was fine.
Exactly. But see, right. Inventors don't let people say nonsense. For example, the Chinese have been ahead of us for so long. This seems foolish now, but I bet someday. I was in a hotel, and I was in the shower, and they had an electrical outlet in the shower. China. Don't diss on the Japanese. They're smart. The Chinese, someday that's going to seem like genius probably. Right now it sounds like certain death.
Scary, yeah.
But you know what? Maybe they're just progressive. Maybe they're just looking ahead.
Certain death. So now you've invented a lot of cool things. Now tell us about this first down laser system.
Okay, so then I started after I liked the fact that actually liked the fact that it wasn't on the field because I saw an opportunity.
Nice.
And I went to a laser company and I told them what I wanted. They said, just like you said, as an inventor, they said to me, it can't be done. You can't project a laser on the field in broad daylight and compete with the candlelight power of the sun.
Stadium lighting
so
as well.
I said,
do not tell me what cannot be done.
Exactly.
But so you're fighting the sun, sir. And you say, I'm an inventor. Don't bother me with the facts.
Why do I feel like a straight man here? I don't know. Everything I say, you guys like. All right, anyway. So the line's on the field, and, I mean, the guy says to me, I can't put the line on the field. It won't work. I said, humor me. Here's $5,000. Try it. Project it onto the field.
So, oh, wait. You said $5,000? Yeah. Okay. Forget that sun thing I just talked about.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
So right away he says, yep, yeah, exactly. He said, I'll do it. And so, by the way, I'm skipping a very important part.
Yes.
First thing I did when I invented this is I called Pat Summerall.
Yeah,
sure. We know Pat.
Yes, and before I...
I could get Pat on the phone.
Right, yeah, right. Well, that's what I was just going to say. I'm a signatory agent with the Writers Guild.
Okay, great.
So I had... And you guys are from L.A., so you know what that means.
Yes,
absolutely.
And so I had an FBI agent that I was representing who's the brother-in-law to Pat Summerall.
There you go. He got him in.
Exactly. So when I invented that line, I called up Mike Burns, that's his name, and I said, Mike, I need to meet Pat. I got a great idea for the NFL. So he said, terrific. He called Pat for me. Pat set up a meeting. I told him about it. The second day Pat knew about this, he set up a meeting with the NFL for me. I was in front of the competition committee the day after Park Avenue. No, actually, we were in Florida at the competition committee.
The competition committee meetings. Okay, cool.
And then, you know, everything happened after that. It was
so how many years ago was that?
That was almost nine years ago.
This stuff with the NFL could take forever.
Absolutely,
a slow crawl.
Patience.
And you know
progress.
What?
Patience is a virtue.
Yeah, eventually.
But the thing is,
that puts gray hair on you.
Screaming at the top screaming at the top of my lungs, literally for now about 2 years. It's like everything is now. We got instant replay. We got cameras.
Took seven years for instant replay, they told me.
Yeah.
And 7 years for overhead cam.
Look at that.
The ball's going to hit it all the time.
Exactly.
And you know what? It hasn't happened yet.
But it's in if it does.
I know, but it hasn't happened yet. Yeah, the Jumbotron at Jerry World. The kickers are going to kick it. Right. They do during practice because it's fun.
Yeah.
During the game, the funny thing is it's come close, but it hasn't happened.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So this is amazing technology. I want to see it. Where can I go and get the feel for what it looks like?
Okay, you can go to our website, firstdownlaser.com, and we have a video there where you can click on it and actually see how it works on the field.
In action.
Firstdownlaser.com. Check it out, people, because it is the wave of the future. I'm tired of a guy getting – remember?
You're tired of subjectivity.
San Diego Chargers, Baltimore Ravens, the team in here in the Super Bowl.
You're talking about Ray Rice running for 39 yards.
He goes. He's going. He gets down. Well, is it a first down? Is it not? It is on the field. Then it'll replay.
We still don't know.
That's right.
The fact is, would they even be here?
Exactly.
We don't know.
That's the story. That's what the AP story started out.
This is my point, Al. I don't know if I should promote you as this fantastic visionary who sees dreams come true, or if somebody who's advancing the game of the NFL
I just want
a savior. I don't know.
I just want to know, Jeff, where can I invest some money, man? I want a piece of this action.
Stevie, you have no money.
Dang. I'm broke. I got no budget, but I would invest.
You're on shoelaces, though.
I do got shoelaces. I would invest, though, seriously, because – it's got to be the wave of the future. There's got to be a better way for the National Football League to say this is where the first down is and how they can start marking the first down.
So we're with Alan Amron right now, the inventor of the laser system that is called what again?
First down laser system.
All right. Now, Alan, where do you stand in relationship to the folks at Park Avenue? How are they viewing you right now? Let's be honest.
The quote that Greg Aiello said in the AP article last week was, "We're not complete," and I'm not quoting him. I'm just
paraphrasing.
He said, "We're not convinced it's right for us yet, but after the Super Bowl, we will revisit it."
Hey, that's all you could ask for.
We live in LA,
and they revisit having a team out there.
Thurman Thomas with the great TT Cigars. Thurman Thomas Cigars right there, people. Get on in there. He's our buddy there.
Smoking one of Thermoses.
These guys got to get – they have to cheer up. These guys really have to cheer
up.
I was down. He is.
It was about 4 years ago.
Four years ago.
And you're still down?
Afternoon? No, no. It was an afternoon.
Just for an afternoon.
Hey, it was a rough afternoon.
Alan Amron, we really appreciate this. And seriously,
Alan Amron.
And literally, Alan, when I read what – this was about, I was like, I gotta talk to this man, because I've been ranting and raving now for a long time about this. It just seems that the league has to evolve. It's embraced technology to a point. It's got to embrace it some more. I hope they pick you up.
I just interviewed on my iPhone recording Jerry Westhoff, special teams coach for the Jets.
Yes.
And I asked him what he thought about it, because he's heard about it. He said that he thinks it's a, quote, no-brainer. It's something that the NFL...
Well, that means it will take a while in NFL parlance. But you know what, though? That's the best-case scenario, believe it or not. I mean, it's a long, arduous process. But at the end, the league, the thing I love about the NFL is they do the right thing in the end.
Why are you looking up arduous?
No, I'm not looking...
Well played.
That is very nice.
Now you're not a straight man anymore.
Alan Amron, I'm actually looking at this, the E-Pass E-Credentials.
Yes.
The first ever secure electronic transaction and smartphone ticketing application. Man, can you invent something for me?
This is it. We showed this to the NFL as well. This is called E-Pass.
E-Pass.
And what it is the barcode here changes every minute. So
no
nobody
way.
Can take a picture of that. Yeah,
you can't just send
minute.
A PDF to somebody
nope.
and, by the way, send it to 10 other people
nope.
and sell them all the tickets.
That's right.
And then make them work it out at the stadium with security.
Exactly. No, the first one in gets in. That's it.
I know.
Be the one that didn't pay.
I know. Yeah. But trust me, they go to that seat. I've never had the problem personally, but I've sold tickets, and people are always fearful of this. Your barcode changes, but yet it still identifies the ticket.
Exactly. And that ticket
all
could be
tracked.
I could
E-pass.
Transfer it to you,
yes.
but it goes off my phone.
Yeah.
So I can't have two people have the same barcode.
It's
so
DRM, it's digital rights management.
That's the thing. It's going to hang around here.
It's just our iPhones.
That's amazing.
From now on, we just walk in with our iPhones. We don't have to wear these silly things around our necks anymore, Jeffrey.
When we wear those silly things, people are nicer to us.
That's true.
Yeah, well, when you wear this, they'll be nicer to you also.
Alan Amron,
guys,
for people.
That's what it looks like.
Oh, my gosh. He's got a lanyard with his iPhone in a case, in a Super Bowl case.
With the E-Pass app in it. It's an app, by the way, and then you get pushed the ticket.
That is so freaking cool.
And it's speechless.
Secure.
Now you're speechless.
I don't even know what to say. I'm like, man.
That is very cool.
You know
what?
I need to have Alan over for dinner. I make a good steak.
All right, so let's envision this. Next year in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
In New York.
They have the green laser line on the field.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And they have the e-pass as the credential for everyone because nobody has to wait on lines to get their I just push you your ticket.
You know, okay, we rush here. Check this. Every single Sunday
to
before
be
the Super Bowl. No. To be here by 6 p.m. when they close the credentialing for the press.
Right.
We are driving like a bat out of hell from Cincinnati to Indianapolis on the phone with our guy in the U.K. saying, please, we're going to be there at 6:15. Please stay. I'll stay open for you guys. This year, the flight gets in. The cab driver stuck in traffic. Dude, go faster. I've got to get there by 6. Got there 6:05. Door closed. I could land in the city, and it would be pushed out to my phone.
Right.
I don't have to go anywhere. I manage my stuff. I do my work.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
It's great country. America.
All I know is that next year in the Super Bowl in New York, if they are using your first down system and they're using your e-pass, I want to sit in your suite.
You're invited.
At the new Meadowlands.
All right, I'm invited. There you
so
go.
So now you have to keep running this as much as you can so that it works. So
more
that
importantly, it works. We will talk. We will talk to people.
Got
and
we
the
do.
League doesn't do what we say. Frequently they say
listen.
someday.
But they do listen.
But they do listen.
Oh, they're listening
listen.
Now.
And
they have somebody listening to you right now.
That's true.
Because if you
do.
Say anything wrong, they're going to come right over to your booth and they're going to say, why did you say that?
When we did Crawdad Racing and we gambled for a dollar, are we going to get in trouble?
We might get in trouble.
I don't know. They're listening. They're listening to everything we all say.
All right. All the time, including our thoughts. Alan Amron.
Oh, big super agent right there. Mr. Rosenhaus. There he goes. I know
that was it. Drew Rosenhaus.
Drew Rosenhaus.
Who does he represent?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Anybody who is an A-list NFL player, including baseball and basketball.
Yeah, he's.
And his first name's what?
Drew.
Drew Rosenhaus. Yeah, he's.
Steven
Amron. And I'll tell you what, 100% on board. Thank you very much for stopping by and chatting
with us.
Thank
you, guys.
You know, that is finally what I have wanted in the National Football League.
Will that make you happy?
It would make me happy.
Will that make Steven happy?
No more. You know,
Make that sound again.
You know what I didn't ask him, though?
What didn't you ask?
Because it looked like to me from
the video.
I
can still go
run
and get Alan if you need.
What it looked like to me from the video is that it's still on a chain, though.
Well, yeah.
I don't want the chains.
Yeah,
I don't want
why
chains.
Why don't you go and remake the entire freaking game?
We
why don't we stop using the football? Why don't we stop using the football?
We are in 2013.
The integrity of the game. I'm going to play that card.
Okay,
2013. The integrity of the game card.
And you're still stretching out a chain between two poles.
Yeah.
It's time to move on.
No, what
it's
we can do is manage
embrace,
the situation.
No.
Embrace the chain.
I like the laser that he's got that's going to be on the field. That's the first step. But the second step is you got to get rid of chain. Big dog. Walk. Look at him.
You embrace look the rain. You don't embrace the change.
What's up? You've got to you've got to get rid of the chains that you stretch out in between, you know, 10 yards. I mean, there's got to be a – you know what? Now, here's – ooh.
You need two flags.
I'm going to take it a step further for him. I'm going to chomp it in, dog.
B.
What he does is he takes his laser, right?
Wait. He takes his laser. Air quotes.
That shows the stripe on the field.
Right.
But then the back one has a laser
that
shoots 10 yards. So that you
projects
know.
Projects forward?
Yes. Projects backwards. So you know where the line of scrimmage should be, right?
So you want another line.
So, there's two sticks.
Yeah.
Okay? One stick is at the line of scrimmage.
Right.
And it shoots its laser forward, only 10 yards.
Okay.
And it stops at 10. And then
you want a box painted?
Yes. And then when it stops, you put the other gyro stick. And it shoots it across the field.
And it gives you a line.
And it gives you the
so
line.
The first one gives you a box.
The first one, no, not a box, just up the field.
You said it shoots up the field. It shoots
so
across the field.
No. It shoots up the field, up the sideline. You know how they stand on the sideline?
So not to the field of play, but simply on the sideline.
On the sideline, so that you know, okay, the ball's,
exactly
on, the ball's 10 yards. On the 32, and it shoots up 10 yards.
To the 42.
To the 42.
42 and 1-inch line.
Okay, there you go.
That's the whole
and
point of this.
And then from there, that's where you put the other gyro, and then that shoots across the field, and now you've got 10 yards across the field, Here is the definitive proof of where
I
the first down is.
I need to go get Allen.
That's all I'm saying.
But I'm really tired, Steven.
Yeah, we have been just everywhere, man.
We've been doing a lot, and we're happy to do it for you, as always. And we certainly, Lord knows, we're not complaining.
Yeah, Jeff, who are we chomping in right now? Who are we slapping and high-fiving with while we're doing the show?
I have never seen him before in my life.
Come on,
I've never seen that guy before in my life.
You know, Steven, Donna would know. Get Donna over here. Get Donna on the phone. Call Donna.
Steven what? Made me high-five a complete stranger
I know,
to me.
But
and I did it enthusiastically,
dude, come on,
so I sold
on.
It.
He's obviously a celebrity. If Donna's taking her picture very happily with him, the brother's a celebrity.
Okay, he's a celebrity.
Well, get it. Get
the
info.
I don't care.
I want info. That's all I ever want,
Steven,
information.
You see these bags under my eyes?
I know. Jeff, I'm not yelling at you per se.
Ah.
I'm yelling at, wait a minute, are we going to get our final shot with the, there's a man now.
There's a
man
now
with the New Orleans image and B-roll. It's a man. That's Mark Ronan.
Mark yeah,
is
he's the
gentleman
chair of the
who was
committee.
The head of the host
he's
committee.
He's the chair of the host committee.
He's the reason why we are here in New Orleans, Jeff.
I don't think we should shout no across the crowded radio row to try and get the chair of the host committee to wave to us. That seems like poor form.
Yeah, that is. But let's wait for
the girls
Mark.
From B-roll.
Let's wait for
Mark. To leave
the table. We can't end the show, Jeff. Seriously, we
but
can't
we must
end
the show. I sound so not enthusiastic.
You
Steven.
Sound like you want to go home. You know what? Let's finish the show. You can go home.
I need
and
to
do
slap a smile. I need to turn that frown upside down.
I don't know why you have a frown.
I don't feel like I have a frown, but I don't feel as happy. I think I'm starving.
Well, you're ready
for
tomorrow.
I think I'm dehydrated.
You're ready for tomorrow.
I think
you know
I'm tired, and I need to get to Friday.
I think tomorrow.
I need to get to Friday, Steven.
Will tomorrow be another day?
Well, unless sun don't come up, yes, tomorrow will be another day.
Sun will come out.
Tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow
there'll
be sun.
Yeah, there will be. There will be. I've told
the weather here
that tomorrow
has been
is going to be beautiful.
Tomorrow we're with
there
the taste
no
of the
rain.
NFL people. We're going to be having breakfast with Don
with
Shula.
Miss America, Don Shula.
Forget that, man. Don Shula.
Miss America, dog. Come on. You cannot.
Whom would I rather kiss?
Miss America.
Miss America or Don Shula? Miss America,
okay.
Obviously. Whom would I rather have lunch with? Don Shula.
All right. And we're not having lunch, but we're having breakfast.
And that'll work.
We're having
that'll
breakfast
work just
with
fine.
Don Shula.
So, for this beautiful Thursday night here in New Orleans, we want to thank you all for listening. And I get happier knowing that maybe within the next, after we work later on tonight, I'll get some rest. And we'll come back at you from Friday. Just a fortnight.
You just sound tired, dog.
That's because I am.
I hope you have energy tomorrow. If you don't have energy tomorrow, then I don't even know. I don't even know what to say. Big man,
we got live TV.
Look at that. Try to get by. Try to get by.
Live TV tomorrow from the Mercedes-Benz Superdome.
We do. I'm gonna look good.
You think I'm not gonna get up for that? I'm gonna
look good.
Of course.
I don't know about you. I'm gonna look good.
You know what Rich is gonna make us do though?
What?
He's gonna make us wear beads with our suits.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
Excellent?
I'm
I don't
all
know
about
if we should
beads.
Be sporting the beads and the suit.
I am all about the beads. Someone asked me. I don't know.
The
what,
Brits
what do
called.
Guys make? You know what? We need a local. So, Joe.
Joe. He's not
Big
a local.
Joe. No, not Joe's not a local. I was just waving to Joe. We just have
we
Joe
need a local.
Going by. Joe,
Rich Eisen is not a local.
No.
We need a local.
We do need a local.
Oh, here we go. We got State Trooper over here. Come on.
State
Trooper.
Come
on. We need a local.
You know what? Ashley. We need a local. Ashley.
The state trooper says I can't.
He can't.
Has there been a no-fly zone put around
Ashley,
our table?
You got a minute? Ashley, I don't know what she's working
I think they've put
there.
A no-fly zone around our table.
Is that what happened?
Eisen wouldn't even say hi, which is that's a first.
Yeah.
That's a first.
Well, he's getting ready to go
I understand, but when a state trooper who should be arresting us won't even say hi.
Well,
we got the
Cast
for Kids, ladies.
Cast
Hello.
For Kids, ladies. Channing Crowder, check it out again. Look at it. He's rolling out.
I think that they've actually put a no-fly zone
well, what
on
happened?
The table.
What happened? I can't believe Ashley's not turning around.
Ashley.
We're still
Maybe
not
your name's
getting.
Not Ashley.
It is. There are two Ashleys, and she's one of them. But here go the ladies with the Cast for Kids again. And I got to say.
Adam Shy turns
she
around.
She is working those boots. That's what I'm saying right now.
Is that what you were trying to get somebody for was to talk about boots
no,
again?
No, I'm not. I'm trying to get a local to ask them. What you do.
Kyle's not a local, is he?
I don't think Kyle's a local.
Kyle, where are you from?
From New York.
From
New
York.
Kyle, is Ashley a local?
Is Ashley
a
local?
Local?
Yeah.
Send Ashley over here. We need her. We're rolling right now. We need Ashley.
I need to ask a local a question. What's the question now? I've forgotten.
You've forgotten the – oh, wow. This is hell of a radio. This is massive radio.
Sit down right here. We have –
Ashley, you've pretty much been waiting for this all week, haven't you?
Waiting
for this moment all our life.
No, not this Ashley. The other Ashley. I'm not talking to her.
You're talking about the real Ashley. I'm not the real Ashley.
No.
Are you from New Orleans?
I am from New Orleans.
Then you're real.
I'm not the real.
No, but I have a band.
Did we dance earlier?
I have a band.
There is someone. We did dance earlier. That was fantastic. You're such a good dancer.
Wow. You can stay on for another hour.
No.
Suck up to the host.
I'm sorry.
And it's all good.
I know.
I have a band on this, Ashley. I am not allowed.
That's why I danced with her, because you were being mean to her.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yes.
Is that why the dancing began?
That's why I danced with her. I wouldn't take it.
It really broke my heart. You know, it really broke my heart.
Oh, man.
Pouty.
She's really
a little pouty.
Oh, come on.
Don't make a Southern Belle
all right,
cry.
No, but all right. I will ask you this question then, only because he brought you over. I thought we were going to get the redheaded Ashley.
Oh, but that other one who's
he cuter. He has a thing for redheads.
It's cuter, huh? I got a little bit of red in me. My mom was a brunette.
All right. I'm going to grab
Auburn.
Your ponytail, and I'm going to go one hair at a time until I find the red.
All right. Here you go.
Okay. All righty.
So, as a local.
Yes.
How do you manage yourself to go all week?
Oh.
Yes, all week.
Without getting tired. I mean, I'm
We're
dead.
We've
been here since Sunday.
We're done.
Oh, gosh.
We're
well,
done.
Let me tell you, besides our fantastic Louisiana seafood, we have some of the strongest coffee in the world.
Ah, you got to throw down the joke. We haven't had our beignet yet.
We haven't
gone to Café Du Monde.
That is good.
We have not gone to Café Du Monde.
But eating your what? What did you say?
Beignet.
But
it's not a
boat. Anybody
it's
listening, that's a bunch
it's
of
not a raspberry beret, okay? That's not what
raspberry
it is.
Raspberry beignet.
It's
the
it's
kind you find.
It's, beignet. Beignet. Come
like
on.
Beignet.
Beignet.
But you know what? But you know what? He's whiter than you, girl.
Ooh,
at
yeah,
least you I got mean, a you got a little bit of soul.
Jeff, I'm wearing Jeff makeup. Got, you forgot.
Yeah, Jeff got no.
I'm wearing lipstick. So.
Wow.
No, the coffee.
Wow,
coffee.
So much
lipstick.
Coffee. Let me tell you, I just sucked down a triple grande. Like,
I was
where?
I sucked down. Did you hear that?
Wait,
we're gonna let that slide right there.
Oh God. Well, sadly, I went to the Starbucks down the road because it was the only one in the convention center. But I'm a PJ.
I can't believe that they don't have one
girl.
in our place here. The NFL's got to fix that.
Actually, we actually have a Keurig upstairs, so we kind of have
nice.
Broadcasting.
We've not been invited
to the scaffolding.
You guys can come up.
All right. We'll do that as soon as we sign off here. So thank
so
you for
coffee.
Helping us settle the dilemma. Caffeine.
Because Jeff needs some. He is
I've been a little poopy.
He's lost.
Well, you know, what we do is we start drinking early on in the day, and we just, like, switch off alcohol, coffee, and lots of food.
You know what? I need to start partying.
This is the right Ashley.
Forget the other Ashley. We got the right Ashley.
Right Ashley.
And I may have to lift the band.
For NFL Rants and Raves, I'm
Stephen Miranda.
And
we're out.
Listening, and thanks so much for listening.